learn from the things that we did wrong and the things that we did right. And, you know, they have a great front that we're going to go up against. And if each guy brings their A game and give their all, we should be fine. I'm excited for this opportunity to go up against a good defense. Coaches are preparing us. We're going to try to have a good week of practice and just let it go on Sunday. So it should be a good matchup, and you know, I expect us to play better.
What is the challenge going up against the guys they have up front? Not only do they have talent, but it seems like they do a lot of twists and stunts that can create some confusion as well.
Man, you just got to play with good technique, be sound. You know, I know it's going to be loud in Detroit. If all five of us are on the same page, and you know, we can pass off the stunts, ID, you know, where the linebackers are going to be, then we should be fine. I know our center, Sully's going to put us in the right spot for us to, you know, perform at our best. So, you know, like I said, it's going to be a good matchup for us, and I'm excited for the challenge.
Is it more of a mental challenge than a physical challenge sometimes? You guys are all the same size, but, you know, knowing all your jobs when they do this and they do that?
Like I said, like, they have a good physical front. You know, especially with number 90 Sue playing on, you know, playing down there, he's gonna bring it every play. We just gotta match their intensity and just play ball, man. It's, you know, Sunday, just gotta let it loose.
You talked about staying on the same page. I mean, you could be down potentially your third starter now, depending on what's up with Charlie. How have you guys kind of been able to bond together with new guys being plugged in? And you know, I think it might be fair to say that based on where you guys were back in week six, that this line has managed to get better despite having to shuffle some of the players in.
Yeah, like I said, it's the next man up mentality. I know Vlad is going to come in, do a great job for us. Like I said, like, this is my third game now. You know, the coaches are expecting me to perform at a high level and just play ball. Like I said, I'm expecting it to be a good matchup against Detroit. And if we're all on the same page, we communicate, have no mental errors, we're guys come in free to hit our quarterback, you know, that's one thing we don't want. We want us to match up with them and have no free hitters.
Do you agree? That makes a good point, where it is kind of a strange situation where you have changed bodies, but really as a unit, there has been sort of an improvement.
Yeah, there has. That's all around with the offense. You know, Teddy's playing a lot better. You know, our receivers making plays down the field, you know, just making it all easier for us when they can get open. You know, we can stay blocking our guys. That's when good things happen.
Has there been momentum with the line with you guys?
Oh, yeah. There's been good momentum. I know each week just got to get better and just improve on, you know, our technique and continue to play physical. Be the Sunday, that's where we got to be the most physical, you know, side of the ball.
Has Phil helped you out with what he saw last time versus Detroit?
Yeah, like, I've been watching his film against him. I know it wasn't that good, you know, with them. You know, we allow too many sacks, and that's one thing we got to limit this week, is sacks, and try to, you know, run the ball against these guys. They do a good job, but if we, you know, coach is going to put us in the right positions, call the right plays, and us as an offensive line have to execute.
Yeah, what would you try to focus on Phil's team for you? Prefer to watch more recent?
I watch everything, man, but especially with Phil, because I know they're going to try to do the same thing that they did back then because it worked. So we just got to, you know, eliminate what they did last time, and we should be fine.
Down at training camp, some of the starters from the preseason were saying how important it was that they had the continuity of all five starters back. As you're putting new guys in, how long does it take to get that sort of same continuity between you when it's new people?
Just a week. Like, just starting today. We got to have a good practice, and then on tomorrow and Friday. You know, it's not going to be perfect today. We're just going to fix what we got to do, you know, scheme-wise. Just continue to just prepare ourselves for a good matchup on Sunday. And like I said, I'm excited for it, and I'm sure my guys are too, to, you know, redeem ourselves from last time, because that wasn't our best ball. And, you know we can beat these guys if we play our A game.
What are some of the specific things they do to try to confuse people? I know sometimes they put Sue on the outside and Anza next to him on the inside.
Yeah, like stuff like that, a lot of stunting. So as offensive linemen, we got to use technique, proper footwork, be able to pass off games, just have good sight recognition with the linebackers. They're going to try to blitz. They're going to be at home. It's going to be loud. But if, you know, if we start off today, we're going to practice in loud noise, so we should be ready by Sunday.
How helpful is it to you and Joe working together for the past couple weeks, or a little bit more snaps
going into the game like that with so many stunts?
Oh, yeah, it's been very helpful. You know, Joe, 10-year vet, knows everything. You know, so he's been helping me out. Me and him have been continuing to get better. I felt last Sunday we took a step, and this week it's going to be a big challenge for us. But I know me and Joe, if we, like I said, bring our A game and prepare ourselves this week, we should have a good game.